Hello and welcome to Transformational, a podcast for tradies that are in the maintenance industry. And today I'm super excited. We have Ellen Raw from Zoom Drains and more recently from Service Titan, as well as Vicky and Scott Irwin from Network. So guys, absolutely honored to have you both, all three of you here today. I would love to start with Ellen. If you could tell us a little bit about your history and how you've got into the industry and recently moved over to Service Titan, we'd love to know all about your journey so far.
I'm so happy to be here. So nice to meet you on the screen, and your reputation precedes you, Adrian. So it's an honor to be here. And of course, I love the Irwins. So yay, glad you're on the podcast today. Hey, I'm married into the trades. I married a guy named Hot Rod. When he has a name like that, I just married him. And he was a plumber. And, you know, I didn't know anything really about the trades. When I grew up, my family wasn't handy. So I always thought it was like a miracle when you flush the toilet or turn the light on. I really didn't give it any thought at all. But then I married Hot Rod, and I got to hang out with him and his cool friends. And I just got absolutely turned on to the trades. I don't have any of these skills. Like, I would get hurt if I held a screwdriver. So to me, as a consumer and as a grand appreciator of tradespeople, well, what I love about my husband is what I love about the trades. You know, it's common sense.
Yes.
Things. It's, you know, good things happen in the wake of a contractor. Problems get solved. So I found the trades.
Yeah, I can empathize with that. I was working in the backyard the other day, and my wife snuck a photo of me working in the backyard. She said, "Love seeing my man on the tools." So It's not often anymore, but yeah, the same vibes happening in our family as well. So you started a business with your husband, or the business was existing, and then you've recently exited got management in place in order to go and move towards Service Titan. Is that the situation?
Yes. So we had a small plumbing company, and that's where I made like every mistake you can. We didn't charge enough. I wasn't keeping track of the money. We fought all the time. And then through the help of some great mentors, I figured out my asset from my elbow. And then it was like I was just born again. I couldn't wait to share. I've written a few books about basic business literacy. They're skinny books with pictures. And I've really built a career on helping other mom and pop shops figure out where the money goes and how to make more of it. And along the way, I've had some great adventures. I was employee number one at Benjamin Franklin, the Punctual Plumber in the United States, which is now part of Doherty Brands and, you know, 500 units strong, I think. And most recently, I'm a founder and owner of Zoom Drain, which is a drain cleaning franchise organization. We have 60 locations. And I love me a dirty job. I love drains. I love plumbing. I love HVAC. I love all of it. So, but you know, I've got a classic founder story. Sometimes as the founder, you kind of work your way out of day-to-day a position. And I've been a customer of Service Titan for over 10 years. I love them. And I realized that Service Titan is going places. We're going across the world. We're going to expand and help tradespeople all over the planet. And I thought, I want to be part of that. So while I'm still involved in Zoom Drain today, I'm representing Service Titan, and we've got a big event planned for Australia. I'm so excited about it.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Very exciting. We're going to have an event the last day of March, also leading into the first week of April. And I'd like to bring Vicky and Scott into the conversation as well. So Vicky and Scott, you're the first actual customers of Service Titan in Australia. What's that experience been like for you guys?
Well, what a journey, hey? So this started back in, I'm thinking, 2015. And we always go to States to train shows. We saw Service Titan there.
We tried ever since.
Forever to get in.
We talked to so many people inside Service Titan, like, oh, one day, and eventually, voila, here they are. So we're so excited that it actually got here.
A lot of help from a lot of people, but finally here. Tom Howe was a big mover in that, making that happen.
So lucky.
And blessed to have it here. It comes with its challenges, no doubt about it, but it's Vic's love and her primary in this business.
Not empathy. I'm a bit like Ellen. I started in the business when Scott and I started dating, and he was just himself and one person. After that, I left my job in real estate and decided this is where I wanted to focus. And I now do everything from them.
She runs operations.
Everything in between.
For the listeners, I'll share a little bit of an insight. I ask Scott some questions sometimes about his business. He's, mate, you've got to ask Vicky. I don't know anymore. I'm too far removed. So we know who the Brains Trust is now. So
it's all Scott.
I'm teasing as well.
In this business, in our model, we run two sides of this business. Vic runs full back end and everything to do operational, anything to that point. I run front end, culture, belief, and work with Ingleville and with the guys. And that's it. We've always done that. And we don't cross. So that's probably our strength in that way. And we know the boundaries of that. But I don't come in and say, Vic, I want this. Well, most of the time, the boundaries are that. But we try not to cross it, because if we cross it, it becomes a disaster.
And I think you've touched on something so important for business in general. When everybody when there's no clear job descriptions, when there's no clear job scorecards, there's no clear accountability, that's when people start to step on each other's toes, whether or not it's husband or wife or just other team members. So it's really clear to have a clear understanding of where everybody sits inside that organization. Yes, there'll be some slight friction at times, but it'll be much more minimized when you've got
as you grow in any business, I think to stay in your lane, especially as a starting a business and you grow, you want to do everything, but you can't do everything. And the secret here is you've got to hire fantastic people, which we've been extremely blessed to do, that make the difference in your world. They're loyal, they're loving, they care, they're passionate, they believe. If you can hire those people, that makes your job much better.
And we'll find.
Yeah, and once you get those right people, you've got to get the right software. So Vicky, obviously you've been a raving fan about ServiceTitan. Yes. Tell me, what are some of the great things that have transformed inside network since you've implemented ServiceTitan?
I guess the biggest thing would be that we can now instantly get access to live data. So we can know exactly what's happening out in the field and even to when payments are coming through. Everything is live and on point, which has been great. And the other wonderful benefit is that we love it. They just love it. The technicians love it. CSRs love it. DSRs love it. There's always so many things that are great.
One of the better things from my point of view, I'm not a software guy, as everyone knows. But the peak of the reporting for ServiceTitan for us would be we have sales, we have revenue, and we have banked. Three biggest numbers in business. You track those numbers daily, hourly, wherever you want to track them. You know exactly where you are. We could, in SimPro or any other products we used before that, you could never do that. It was a clunky product. This lets that perfect for us.
It's really important, and I'll bring Ellen back in a moment, but there's obviously, for the listeners again, there's lead versus lag measures. Basically what that means is often business owners get to the end of the month or even the beginning of the next month, they look back at the past and go, damn, we had a bad month. It's too late to change. It's impossible to change that now. It's in the past. But with data like what ServiceTitan can offer, you can fix mistakes or address issues in the moment on week two of the month, and then make sure you have a profitable month, not regret and mistakes that you need to clean up for the month moving forward. So that's really powerful. That really puts you back in the driver's seat of your business. Ellen, tell me, I want to shift gears a little bit and bring Ellen back. What have we got planned for this event in April?
Well, as they were talking about the features and benefits of the software, what I was thinking too is also it's the community. I mean, you felt that when you went to Pantheon once upon a time. Certainly, like, the cool kids in the U.S. use ServiceTitan, and I have spent a career of traveling the country. I think I've been to over 200 shops. I've been on, 200 ride-alongs. You know, I go to other people's shops. I see what's happening, and the brightest and the best, most successful, the biggest contractors in ServiceTitan are in the United States are on ServiceTitan, and so that's why we got on it early on. It was just like, it's inevitable. This is the kind of contractor we want to hang out with. So I think that's what's cool about the event. I'm coming to Australia and I'm bringing my friends. I'm bringing our friends. So Tom Howard was instrumental in establishing Network Plumbing as the first ServiceTitan Go Live company in Australia. And he's coming and he and I are going to do a workshop on budgeting and planning. I absolutely hate the word budgeting because it sounds like deprivation and no fun, but the way we do it is a lot of fun, and it's about goal setting and KPIs and, you know, simple metrics. Like Scott was saying, there's not a million metrics. There's a few you got to pay attention to, and ServiceTitan can help you do that. And Tom and I have a lot of experience starting, fixing, growing large and profitable businesses of all sizes. And so we're going to hang out together. We've got Keith Mercurio coming. Keith is probably the best speaker on the planet right now. And his message is all about transformation. What are those personal blocks that might keep you from living your best life, growing your best business? Every time I go see him, I have a truly transformational experience. So Keith will be speaking, and he's just world class. Catherine Elizabeth is coming. She went from prison to running a $120 million company. And I'll tell you, Catherine grows a team better than anyone I know. You put Catherine on post and sales will skyrocket at that business. And that's been her career. The last few years is just booming sales at companies. And I don't know if you know Ismael Valdez. He's so much fun. He is such a wild man. And he went from zero to 30 million in Southern California, US, in a matter of 2 years. Sold to private equity. And you know, he started another business, a manufacturing company that makes thermostats. And the point is, entrepreneurs have some patterns. And Ishmael's going to share his secrets to success. Tip, he implements. The guy gets an idea and goes with it. He's got a powerful why he still works so hard. And I can't wait for you to hear about it. And I'll be sharing the 5 steps to becoming a first-rate financial manager. I am all about the money. I starved as a plumber's wife once upon a time. Vicky, you might relate. In the early days, it was terrible. But once I figured out a few things, my life got so much better and I really expanded freedom. Freedom is what I'm all about. So there's a great lineup of friends that we're bringing to the country, and we're going to hang out with all of your friends. I'm so excited to meet more Australians. I was saying before we got on the call today, maybe this is stereotypical, but I have yet to meet an Australian I don't love. I can't wait to come to your country.
Well, it's so kind. Look, the same goes for us. And I might share also with the listeners, my experience at Pantheon was absolutely mind-blowing. I also had some late nights back in the, mid-2000s, Googling ServiceTitan, going, oh my God, that's amazing. It's a phenomenal piece of software. So I can empathize with what Vicky was saying and Scott was saying earlier. Then getting to Florida last year and to experience the show that you put on, the presentations you put on, the caliber of attendees, not just the speakers, was absolutely mind blowing. And then we got to meet a lot of the actual ServiceTitan. I think it was Brian, I think the marketing manager that put the whole thing on. He was absolutely remarkable how well he executed that event. So
he's my boss's 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 boss. ServiceTitan is now a public company. They just went public. There's a lot of energy. There's a lot of depth of field in terms of the leadership and management. Brian's amazing. So I'm so glad you got to meet him. And you have a picture of you and the founders too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Bumped into the, we were going between rooms and gave us lots of time. It was absolutely lovely. So let's get some of the dates and location. I believe is a Sofitel. Is that correct?
Well, here's how the days go on. On Thursday, the 3rd of April, we're going to do a VIP day. Now, the VIP experience includes Thursday and Friday. The VIP experience starts at Network Plumbing, where we're going to do a tour of Network, and we'll get to hang out with the frontline people because that's where everything happens. The money is made on the front lines with the call takers, dispatchers, service technicians. So we're going to take a look at the operations. You can ask anything. The Irwins are very generous. Look under the hood. You'll see ServiceTitan operating in the background throughout too. So you can ask questions about ServiceTitan. Then Tom and I, this will be right now, we're scheduled to have this first day at Network Plumbing. Then we'll do the budgeting and planning workshop. Bring your computers. We're going to be working in real time. And then that evening, we're going to do a Sydney Harbor cruise and hang out, talk to each other. That's where you learn so much. So that's day one. Then day two is that lineup of speakers. So you go speakers. We'll have a speaker sessions, plenty of time for networking in between, and an Ask Us Anything panel. We'll be bringing the whole team to the room so that you can get your questions answered. Now, this is not a presentation of ServiceTitan so much as a personal and professional and leadership development program. ServiceTitan is sponsoring the event. Lead, grow, and profit with ServiceTitan. However, the focus of this event is really to help you as a business owner make your dreams come true. Get the rocks out of the way personally and professionally and really embrace software, yes, but also the community operations systems, hiring, all of the good stuff that make it easier to start, fix, and grow your business.
That's now, very impressive.
It is focused on, you know, on tradies, of course. So if you're a plumbing contractor, heating, air conditioning, electrical or solar, this is a conference you do not want to miss.
See, that's a great point, Ellen. What tradies is it not for? Obviously, builders it wouldn't work for. What would be some other businesses? It's plumbing, electrical, HVAC, pest control. I would imagine locksmiths, that would work. It was it more the plumbing, HVAC, and electrical?
Come to the event. You're welcome to come to the event. The software is not available to all trades yet. Again, Service Titan, like moving into Australia, I predict, is the first step to going to other countries across the planet.
Lovely.
And also, all the trade verticals will ultimately come online. One of the things that Service Titan is being sensitive to is if you sign up for Service Titan, are they going to be able to support you in the trade that you're in? And so some people would be disqualified from exploring Service Titan just based on the trade that they're in. And a no would be a not yet. But right now, we feel confident in the product for plumbing, heating, AC, electrical, and solar. So that's what I'm emphasizing those trades.
You're across any man.
Pardon?
Scott, back to you, man. I couldn't hear that. Sorry, go for it.
You're across any man as well?
Yeah, right.
It works well.
I'm not positive. Like when I talked to my team, they said, be sure to emphasize the trades I mentioned so that you don't risk being disqualified. One of my concerns is like you come to the event, you're all excited, you go, I want to look at Service Titan. We go, yeah, not you, not yet. So that's what focusing on those trades. Ultimately, again, it's just a not yet. Service Titan now has, their intention is to be the software for the trades, all trades. And
Lovely. So
as we expand to other countries, you want to do so in a full and sustainable growth way. But by and by, this is the horse to bet on. And I, again, the software is great and the community is really why I'm here.
I wouldn't be doing the right thing if I didn't shout out to Doug Wright from Service Titan. He was such a great host when we were over in Pantheon. Thank you, Doug. Sorry, Scott, you're about to say something?
The community is the key. Without the people you meet, forget, even if you didn't buy Service Titan, and you just met the people, you're better for your life. Well, we are so blessed with the trade people we work with and our companies we interact with. It's fantastic. And that is the magic right there.
And that's why we became such big advocates, because we want to share it. We want to share everything that not only we do, but that Service Titan can do for them.
So absolutely. Good. So generous.
All right, let's bring some closing statements in here. So, Ellen, you've done an amazing job of promoting Service Titan. I was excited before, but I'm even more excited now. What final comments would you like to say to the listeners in regards to the event coming up in April?
I'm just really excited to reach across the world and to be able to share. I mean, personally and selfishly for me, what an adventure to come to your country and to meet tradies. Because, you know, the thing is, as a plumber's wife, I bet every other plumber's wife that I meet in Australia is going to have something in common with me. You know, that there are things that bind us. And there's something about, you know, tradespeople that just make them special and different. You know, I just love the community. And I'm so excited to, you know, bring some Americans over and to expand our understanding of how the trades are done elsewhere. It's just good for everybody. So I can't wait to meet you guys in person. Oh, I met the Irwins at the Pantheon too. But I can't wait to get over there and step foot in Australia.
Well, thank you very much.
And bring my friends.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We're looking forward to it. Vicky, over to you.
Over to me?
Yeah, final comments. What would you say to the obvious listening to the call, thinking, should I come, should I not come?
Yeah.
Maybe on the fence, perhaps.
Everyone should come. Everyone should come and experience what Service Titan has to offer, but also for the relationship building, for coming and getting to know not only our team, but the team of tradesmen that we have in this country and in America that we can relate to and get to know and share our dreams and experiences with. It's really important.
Awesome. And Scott?
You're crazy you don't come to this. You'll learn so much from everyone there. And there's a phenomenal people turning up with so much experience. Tom Howard, smartest man in the room.
Rube.
You can't learn anything from being you're dumb. Keith, Catherine, Ishmael, they're all awesome.
Don't forget Ellen.
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 They're just, everyone in this is just fantastic. And you don't get a lineup of people like that without flying to the US. This is in your own backyard. Get
yes.
This.
Yes.
You know, I thought of one more thing. Can I add this?
If you're already
a Service Titan customer, for sure come, because we're going to have Doug is coming, Jim's coming, I think Cassandra's coming, and I know they've been instrumental in supporting you guys over in Australia, but it also gives us a chance to get feedback from customers that we can take to the developers, etc. This is a conversation. So if you're a Service Titan user, for sure you want to be here too.
Justin, you're a Service user for sure, because your feedback's so important. He's coming, but product coming. If you don't tell everyone. So make sure you turn up.
Well, thank you so much, everybody, for being a part of this. It's so exciting. We're so honored to be the first Service Titan partner in Australia. We are officially certified, which is very, very exciting. And yeah, if you're not sure who to reach out to us. We're happy to put you in contact with Ellen and Vicky and Scott, and we've got links to the event as well. Can't thank you enough, guys. Have an awesome day, and I can't wait to see you all in April.
Thanks.
Fantastic, guys. Thank you. Thank you for your time. Enjoy the snow.
I see you soon.
See you real soon.
Bye.